Good morning, a Monday morning. We're with Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
This morning, let's start with Molinaro. He is the Republican Dutchess County Executive. This is Mark Molinaro. He's all but assured now as the pick for the GOP, although it's not official yet.
The convention is until May 23rd and 24th, the GOP convention, but that hasn't stopped State Republican Chairman Ed Cox from already telling him during a private meeting that, yes, you are our presumptive nominee and you have the full power of the party behind you. Cox said he told that to Molinaro. That includes any help he needs for fundraising, social media, all that kind of stuff as Molinaro gets his campaign up and running. Cox also told that to the two people who still were holding out hope for the nomination, John DeFrancisco, the Senate Deputy Majority Leader, who did suspend his campaign, and also former State Housing Commissioner Joseph Holland.
From there, the headline, GOP ethics blast. Polls propose reform package in rip at Cuomo corruption. Tell us more.
Republicans have really held their powder in going after the governor because they had a pretty close working relationship with him his first 7 years in office. That's no longer. They're taking off the gloves, and this week they're going to pass a ethics reform package that really is aimed at the governor, everything from outlawing contributions from appointees by the governor to giving power back to the state comptroller when it comes to pre-approval of economic development contracts. It's a host of issues that's aimed directly at Cuomo. Whether it passes remains to be seen, and also whether the Democrats in the Assembly take it up.
Speaking of something that stinks, there's some complaints about the smell in Senator Jeff Klein's hallway.
Jeff Klein was the head of the Independent Democratic Conference, a breakaway group of Democrats who worked closely with the Republicans. They recently returned to the Democratic fold. As a result, Klein received a smaller office by the Republicans on the sixth floor of the legislative office building. Klein is a smoker, and his neighbors complained that there's been a smell of smoke, which is illegal indoors in public buildings. They complained to the State Office of General Services, which is investigating the matter. Klein says it's not him, that he doesn't smoke inside.
Finally, we have this item about the chairman of the state Democratic Party and union leaders calling on the Senate Dems to back re-election of 8 members of the Independent Democratic Conference.
Part of the negotiations to get the breakaway Democrats back into the fold, the mainline Dems had said that they would not back primaries against former IDC members. The head of the state Democratic Party, Byron Brown, the Buffalo mayor, as well as 9 union leaders, sent a letter to the Democratic leadership saying, hey, you've got to come out and publicly support these former IDC members as part of the deal. We've got to not waste money and allocations on intra-party squabbles and go after the Republicans and try to win back the Republican Senate. That's what that group wrote to them.
Meanwhile, with all these Republican senators seemingly dropping out of running for re-election, could the majority take hold regardless of where Simcofelder is?
In November, certainly, if they pick up 2 seats, Simcofelder is going to be irrelevant. The Brooklyn Democrat, who is still caucusing with the Republicans, right now he has the ability to play kingmaker. If he went back to the Democrats, they would have the majority finishing off the legislative session. So far, he says he's staying with the Republicans, so they remain in the majority as a result. But all it's going to take for the Democrats is pick up 1 or 2 seats, and then Felder doesn't matter.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us each Monday. For more, you can go to nydailynews.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Ken, thanks. We'll pick up with you next week.
Anytime. Be well. Talk to you next week.